Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm with James Golan. We're going to speak about a very sensitive subject on this program. It's called When Fathers Fall. How do you respond when a leader of great stature, someone you've really trusted, falls into sin or betrayal or deception? And these things are happening in this day and hour, and we need to know how to walk with God in it and through it. And so, James, I know that, you know, this isn't the happiest subject to talk about, although in some ways it is, because it does point to the mercy of God and the wisdom of God that we so desperately need
and
in this hour.
Points to the hour that we're in, too.
Yep.
Because, you know, the scriptures say that in the last days, difficult times will come. It says that spirits of deception will be released. And, you know, before we really enter into this in an in-depth manner, I just, you know, before I say something, I have to say something. We're not here to throw stones at anybody. It's only by the mercy of Christ that we've all been saved. Mm-hmm. It's only by the mercy of God that any of us have been called, chosen, appointed, commissioned. And all we like sheep, Isaiah said, have gone astray, and each of us has gone to our own way, but the iniquity of us all has fallen upon him. Now, by having a broken heart, which I actually do have, when I address this subject, because this has touched me very personally multiple times in my own life, I want to just say, you know, there's no perfect fathers. There's no perfect mothers in the natural. There's no perfect fathers, and there's no perfect mothers or grandfathers or grandmothers in the spirit either. I'm going to give you one of the keys right at the very beginning. I just got to this. Guess partially why. Because God wants to be your perfect father. Mm-hmm. He's the one you can always turn to. He's the one in any crisis, mm-hmm. in any moment of brokenness. And listen, I have felt betrayed. I have felt I put my trust in leaders. I have three distinct major times in my life. Did I weep? And I'll tell you what not to do. Don't enter into judgment. Don't enter into criticism. Don't align with the accuser of the brethren. And enter into a cry of intercession and enter into a cry of restoration. Do you keep a stand or stand for righteousness? You better believe it that you do. But this is going to be a pretty heart-to-heart talk, because we're going to look at some hard issues that hit us all at one point in time in life on how have the mighty fallen.
I know. It's always a tragedy, James, when we see this happen, because spiritual leaders, I mean, we look up to spiritual leaders, and we want them, of course, to be flawless.
Yes.
We want them
right.
to be an example of purity, and we want
to
be able to trust them, and we want to honor them properly.
That's
and
right.
so when you're in that mode and having that respect and honor, and then find out that they've betrayed you because they've got a secret life in the back closet somewhere. And of course,
we're not talking about just small issues. We're talking about major issues here.
Right.
You know, we're talking about where adultery happens or true, you know, impropriety of finances in a major way, or true spirit of deception. We're not talking about minor issues.
Right.
I mean, we're going to cover all of that. We're going to walk in love. But there are real fallouts and real falls happen.
Right. And even in the small things, those things are so worthy to be addressed. And they need to be addressed.
That's right.
But always in love. And I believe if we can keep a real vision for purity before
that's
the
right.
body is a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
and
is.
All strive to walk in that would be good. But it's no secret. I mean, stuff has been out on the on the newscast
the
and everything.
The world already knows about it.
We've had fathers fall in this hour. And mothers too, I'm sure.
Right.
But it says in Psalms,
yes.
It says, when your mother and father, your father and mother forsake you, the Lord will take you up. And what you just shared is so important because
that's
we
right.
have to trust the Lord because we can't lean to the arm of flesh.
That's right.
We have to trust Him.
That's right.
But there's still reactions. There's things we have to walk
yeah.
through. A lot of questions too, like if someone falls, like
that's right.
let's say into a sin of homosexuality
that's
or
right.
drunkenness or drug
that's
use
right.
or adultery, do they get put back into ministry?
Absolutely.
Do they get put back into office? I mean, we're seeing everything out there today.
Is
lots
there
of divorce and everything.
Structures,
yeah, and what
you know?
What is this? Is there any standard at all
is
in this
there,
hour?
Is there a path to restoration
mm-hmm.
biblically? Does that exist today? Is there a place where the wounded can be restored, even if it is the consequences of their own sin? You know, there's a lot of questions, and we're not going to be able to accomplish it all on this one broadcast, but we're at least going to heart look, try to take it on.
A number of years ago, the Lord spoke to me prophetically out of Ezekiel 8 and 9, and He said, there is going to be a great exposure
yeah.
coming of those who are in, it was like, stars, those
yeah,
those
right.
who were
mm-hmm.
who were shining up there
yeah.
for all to see. In other words, big
that's
name,
right.
Very visible ministries.
Yes.
And He said there's going to be an exposure of what's
yes.
been going on in the background for a long time.
That's right.
And in Ezekiel 8, Ezekiel was taken
yeah.
by the Lord and shown the abominations that were taking place in the hidden places in
yes.
the temple. And we, of course,
yes.
now are the temple.
Yes.
And He said, and there's worse things than this.
Yes.
But then in Ezekiel 9,
yeah.
you see that the Lord sent messengers to mark everyone who groaned over sin.
That's right.
And everyone who groaned over sin and desired and longed for righteousness, they were marked by the Lord
that's
as
right.
set apart for Him. But
set
the others, judgment came on them.
That's right.
And so it's a very critical hour because God cannot be mocked. Whatever you sow, that is what
that's
you'll
right.
reap. And if you sow to the flesh,
that's right.
you are going to reap corruption. And that is like your sin will always find you out at some point.
That's right. And what is to be our response when a leader does fall? Well, yes, come on. We're real people. We're going to be hurt. We're going to go through a season perhaps of some disillusionment, some disappointment. But you've got to learn to take that to God. But one of the things that you can't do is rise up in pride in that know-it-all spirit
mm-hmm.
and go, well, I knew it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you did have some insight. Maybe you did have revelation. But you just can't enter into that prideful position because guess what? You are just setting yourself up
mm-hmm.
to be the possibility of the next candidate that will fall because pride always comes before a fall.
Right.
And a haughty spirit before destruction.
Right. One prophecy that impacted me very
yeah.
powerfully over the last number of years. In fact, the very first time I heard this, which was in
yeah.
about 1999, I think.
Yeah.
I was taken by it. I must have listened to this
yeah.
prophecy over 100 times because it resonated with me, with everything God had shown me about what He was going to do in the last
sure.
days. And it was a prophecy by Paul Kane.
Yeah.
It was a recurring vision he had had for over 20 years.
Yes.
What we're going to do right now, James, is
yeah.
we're going to play that. We've prepared a media
yes.
presentation for it, along with Smith Wigglesworth
yes.
Prophecy. We open up with Smith Wigglesworth
from
1945. Prophecy.
1945.
And then we tagged on to the end of it, Paul Kane's prophecy, because we're in that season right now.
Right.
But what do you do with a prophecy like that when you know that there's been reports that the person who brought it was in some pretty serious sin? We're going to talk
that's
about
right.
that right after you watch the clip. We'll be right back.
I saw that all of the great stadiums and all the football fields and auditoriums all over the country were just filled with people seeking God. And it seemed as though in this one place I was allowed to be an observer, there were men like we see here tonight, people like we see just all over this giant platform. And they had stretchers, hospital gurneys, and they had cots and with bodies on them. People were sick, they had invalids. I tell you, the invalid section wasn't back in some old tent adjacent to the big tent where nobody could see them like in the old days. But they were all out there before the people. All of these people are walking around, and over the loudspeaker comes words like this, and I heard it just as clear as I'm hearing my voice now, much clearer. We have a resurrection. We have a resurrection. This man was in the county hospital, and he was pronounced dead this morning at 11 o'clock. We have a resurrection. He's come back to life. And then you just see people rejoicing, and cripples and paralytics would be healed and step out of wheelchairs. And then other paralytics would get up and walk, and other signs and wonders would occur before the vast multitudes there. And this would be going on all over the world. And then I found myself in front of a television set. And when I turned the dial on, the very first thing I began to hear was a news anchor man saying, and this would be on ABC, CBS, and NBC, and CNN, all of the major networks, I believe, will carry a story like this one day. And they were saying, ladies and gentlemen, the news anchor man, ladies and gentlemen, we have no news to report tonight. Only good news, seemingly. We just have good news tonight. And there are no sporting events to announce because all of the sports fields and all of the coliseums are filled with multitudes of people. It seems as though they're falling on their face in these stadiums. They're falling on their face and worshiping God. They're singing all these choruses folks, we don't know who these people are. They're almost faceless people. And I tell you, that is really thrilling because God is going to have a people that will be so much like Jesus, you can't see them for the presence. So it seemed like the whole world is falling on their face and saying, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And it's here, there, and everywhere. All stadiums are filled around the world, seemingly. And the world is turning to God.
Hi, Patricia King here. I want to invite you to Upgrade It. This is going to be a wow conference because we're all getting upgraded in 2009. You don't have to stay where you are right now. You can be upgraded. We're going to have friends in our ministry such as Bobby Connor, Joshua Mills, Jason Westerfield, and Ryan Wyatt.
Wow!
May 27th to 30th in Phoenix, Arizona. Come and get wowed at Upgrade. Well, we're back, and that was an awesome prophecy, two awesome prophecies,
yeah, right.
And it totally does confirm what the Lord's doing in this day.
I know
that those are accurate words
that's
from
right.
the Lord, but there's some marred vessel involved here. Like, there is a marred vessel according to public reports
confessions.
And confessions and you know, that's accountability right. people. So we know that Paul Cain went into some restoration process. I don't
That's
know
right.
how complete that is, and I don't want to be one to judge that
That's
at
right.
all because I don't understand
That's
all
not
that.
Our sphere
right.
of delegated authority there.
But I do have to say
yes.
I hate sin.
That's right.
And the big question is, James, what do you do when a prophecy of that caliber
That's
comes
right.
forth? Like, people have asked us, well, how do you know that was a true prophecy then? Maybe he was operating in witchcraft. Maybe he was operating in a false
yeah.
prophetic spirit. How do you know that that was a word from the Lord?
You know what? Part of it you're going to tell by the fruit of it over time. Part of it you're going to tell by the humility. There's so many that you're going to test the spirits to see whether they be of God. But I am going to go online to tell you this. Both of those words go down into history for that era of that 100 years of two of the greatest classic prophetic words. Now, does that mean because I endorse that prophetic word and I go full bore mm-hmm. online with that prophetic word of Smith Wigglesworth and Paul Kane, does that mean that I am giving all endorsement to all of the character issues? And I heard that word given in the late 1980s mm-hmm. and then all through the 1990s. I believe it was pure in its origin. Mm-hmm. But I believe that there was an enormous amount of spiritual warfare issues that went on. I know that there was a lot of jostling. I was a part of a lot of things that went on. It was some pretty heavy hits. That's not to give approval to falling or sin. But I'm going to tell you, there are reasons sometimes people fall. Sometimes it's out of hero worship. Sometimes it's because they didn't have the character to be able to carry the gift. But I will tell you this, you can still believe that because a gift is from the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. and it happens to be delivered
yes.
through the clay mouth of right. a man or a woman.
In the Old Testament, God appointed and anointed kings.
Yeah. That's right.
And some were good and some were not good. But yeah. it didn't mean that they weren't God appointed and it didn't mean
That's
they
right.
weren't God anointed.
That's right.
You know, that's up to our own decisions. And I think of David. You know, I was pondering
yeah.
this because I'm trying to help some people process yeah. through some of this stuff. And one of the things the Lord spoke to me was about the life of David. Now,
yeah.
David, we know, committed murder and adultery.
And adultery, both.
But those kind of sins don't happen overnight.
Mm-mm.
Now, we know that those two sins were exposed
that's right.
in the Scripture.
That's right.
But not all of David's antics were probably written mm-hmm. in the Scripture, because you don't overnight, a man doesn't say, go get me that woman, I'm going to lie with her.
That's the truth.
Overnight, a
that's
man doesn't
right.
say, go murder him so I can cover up my sin.
Oh my gosh.
These are things that have been going on for a while, a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there, a little bit there, a little bit there. And I am sure
yes.
that God would have been dealing with David
yeah,
during all those years.
Giving many opportunities
many
to come
opportunities,
clean.
Many warnings.
Before even the fullness of it happened,
mm-hmm.
probably warnings behind the scenes. I know of situations of some who have, or of notoriety who have fallen, and the Lord did give them warnings
mm-hmm.
ahead and things of that nature. And so, you know, wow. I tell you what, I also look at 1 Samuel chapter 1, and it's about David's dirge over Saul and Jonathan. And it is a dirge, and he's praying, singing, chanting, that it's a lament on how the mighty have fallen. He wasn't boasting over how the mighty have fallen. And then I think about 2 Kings chapter 6 about lost axe heads, you know, and I can't tell the whole story because of time,
mm-hmm.
but the axe head, you know, flew
sure.
out, fell
Sunk.
Into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens?
It floated to the surface again.
Well, but first what happens is a prophet
mm-hmm.
comes along, another one,
Mm-hmm.
and has him point out the very place
mm-hmm.
that he lost his head. Now, the way recovery happens, you got to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be blunt with yourself. You got to be brave.
Yeah.
And you got to point out the very place
yeah.
you lost your connection with the head.
Right.
You lost your cutting edge. Then they threw the stick in the very place.
Yeah.
That is the symbol of the cross.
Right.
And by throwing the cross in,
mm-hmm.
then a miracle happened.
Right. Now, I want to go back to the story of David for a moment, because it's interesting that even though David was obviously in sin
yes.
over a season of time, even before he got caught,
yeah.
and we know that he repented. He did repent, but
yes.
there was probably a long season where he didn't repent during that
yep.
season. But during the season when he didn't repent, before it was finally opened
mm-hmm.
up, he was still king, and he was
yeah,
operating
he was.
In his kingly anointing.
That's right.
And he was making kingly decisions that were helping the nation
That's right.
under God.
That's right.
And after he sinned, whenever uh-huh. those sins were done, God didn't say, okay, well, now that you sinned, all your psalms are no good.
That's right.
All your prophetic words are no good.
Can't believe that word
They're
anymore.
Still written down in the Bible.
That's
and
right.
David is still in the messianic lineage.
That's right.
That
of
we
our
read
Lord
about in Matthew.
Jesus Christ.
And it's like God's mercy is amazing. Now, I hate sin because
right.
sin hurts people, and I don't
that's
endorse
right.
it at all, at
that's
all.
Right.
I don't excuse it at all. But I also know that there has to be a restoration process, and
that's
some
right.
things, rather than pointting our finger and
right.
and getting down that and throwing the baby out with the bathwater,
right.
that we do need to go before the Lord and
right.
pray and cry out for full restoration.
And we need to pray for people to be brought into their lives that they're not there. They would have the skills, the right gift mix, and the authority.
Right.
I call it a voice that can be heard.
Right.
That could help bring restoration.
Because
that's what we long for. Yeah, we have all suffered through disappointments. I have been through them several times myself, and I pray that I never be a leader that would ever fall. But we want to pray for restoration of all of
Amen.
Our leaders.
Let me just pray right now. And for those of you that are hurting because you had a leader that you trusted and they fell, I pray that your heart will be healed. I know that that can be a hurtful thing. But you can take this opportunity to lean on the Lord like never before. And you can become an intercessor for the fallen, because we all need the arm of the Lord to strengthen us. And we all have times when we fall in our sphere of influence. So Lord, I pray right
yes.
now for your touch on your people's lives, that you would heal, restore, and empower them to walk not only in mercy, but in conviction
uh-huh.
and in intercession, that
yes.
we might all come into restoration in Jesus' name. On the first Sunday of every month, our team hosts an evening called Experience Nights, where we experience and encounter God. He shows up in different ways every single time, and we would like you to join us in Phoenix, Arizona. The first Sunday of every month, if you're in our area, please stop by at the Grace Inn in Ahwatukee at 6:30 p.m. Look at our website for more information at xpmedia.com.
You know, earlier I was speaking about 2 Kings chapter 6, about the lesson where the axe head floated. Remember, they had to point out where it came off, and then the prophet took the stick, threw it in at the very place, and a miracle happened. Iron floated. Waves came, brought the axe head back to the shore, and there was a restoration of purpose and function. And I just speak right now to any who have ever fallen, and we call forth that the Holy Spirit, once again, the finger of God, will point out the very place where you fell, the very place where it began, not just the fruit that became obvious, but the very source. Holy Spirit, by your grace and by your healing work, point out the source, and may the cross be applied in that very place, so that a resurrection of life and a good testimony, so that you can finish well. May it happen. May it be.
There's a couple watching this program right now, and you were devastated not long ago. You were in a church where you really trusted and honored the pastor and actually served the pastor and other leaders in the church, and then found out that there was definitely corruption going on. And you were devastated. You put your time in there, your money in there, and, you know, interactions with your children and stuff to do with the church. You're devastated. But the Lord is releasing his healing power to you right now. And he wants you to know that he's more than enough for you. He is more than enough. Just take hold of his hand right now. I see you holding each other's hand. You're thinking, oh, she's calling our number. And yeah, God sees you, and he cares about you, and he cares that you got hurt. But he also knows that he can heal every single wound in you. And you know what? God looks at this stuff all the time, and he's still God. He didn't fall from his place of authority. He didn't fall from his throne. He didn't fall off the end of the universe because someone fell. He continued on being who he was. And you know what? He wants you to continue on because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can put your full trust in him.
You know, sometimes we end up getting a little bit on the confused side. Have you ever been there? And you are being accused that you're fallen, but you haven't. And I just sense a missionary. And frankly, what happened is you got just flat out burnt out. You maybe were doing missions work in India or some, maybe it was somewhere else. And you just flat out burn out. You know, maybe you didn't maintain your devotional life well enough, or maybe you could have done this and you could have done that better and all this stuff. But I wanted to speak a word of perspective. You really didn't fall, but there's been a false rumor that's gone around that you did. Well, we just silence that whisperer in the name of Jesus. And we say, there's room for burnt stones to get restored to. And so we just call you into a time of respite, into a time of resting beside the quiet stream. We call you into a time of restoration. May your soul be restored, because guess what? You're really not at fault. And the accuser has just spun a scheme. So be free and get restored in Jesus' name.
Hi, Patricia King here. I want to invite you to Upgraded. This is going to be a wow conference because we're all getting upgraded in 2009. You don't have to stay where you are right now. You can be upgraded. We're going to have friends in our ministry such as Bobby Connor, Joshua Mills, Jason Westerfield, and Ryan Wyatt.
Wow!
May 27th to 30th in Phoenix, Arizona. Come and get wowed at Upgraded.